Now, you know why we're here. So if you have any doubts or reservations, now is the time to say so. No one will think any less of you. Because once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
I want to make him an offer he can't refuse.
I'm a guy who does his job. He must be the other guy.
What are you looking at, butthead? Say hi to your mom for me.
Where are you? I'm in a glass case of emotion!
Babies are one of my many areas of expertise. Growing up, I performed my own circumcision.
Let's get started.
All right. Welcome to the Jones Zone. Thanks for listening. This beautiful Friday afternoon. I'm here with Brian.
Yep.
And today we have Steve Baxley from 210 Home Warranty, one of our favorite vendors. We try to recommend him whenever we can. How's it going, man?
Good. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
No doubt. You know, if you don't mind, just kind of we'll get right into it, man. Just kind of tell us a little bit of your story and where you're from and where you went to school and all that fun stuff and how you got into doing home warranties.
All right, awesome. Yeah, so I'm a local North Carolina guy. Been in Charlotte since 98, so I've seen the incredible growth. It's just absolutely amazing. I live out in the Ballantyne area, and believe it or not, when I first moved out there, that was country.
Yeah.
There was nothing there. No cable TV, no garbage pickup, so.
No cable TV.
I mean,
no cable.
No cable. It was.
Why'd you stay there?
I could afford it back then. It used to be cheap out there. But no, I'm a local guy. My background is really in telecom sales. Worked for Bell South up until the merger with AT&T. After the merger, they kind of did some reshuffling in my position no longer existed.
Gotcha.
Went on over to Time Warner Cable along with many of my former Bell South counterparts. Worked there in the hospitality industry, selling Wi-Fi solutions to hotels, things of that nature. But long story short, my background is in telecom sales. And one day, got this call from a recruiter who said she had my resume, which I was pretty surprised about because I didn't remember sending it out. But nevertheless, I got the call from a recruiter. She was talking about this new position this new opportunity with a home warranty company called 210 Home Buyers Warranty and wanted to see if I would be interested. At first, I didn't even know if it was a joke or not because, like I said, I wasn't actively looking for anything. But lo and behold, one thing led to another. I had the opportunity to actually go to lunch with my predecessor, who had actually had or been in the position for 17 years.
Jeez, where'd he go?
Actually, she went to this fantastic real estate company.
Assume it's a man, by the way.
She went to this fantastic real estate company. Maybe you've heard of them, Keller Williams.
Oh, yeah.
So she got the real estate bug and nice. Went over to Keller Williams.
Okay.
Yeah, so one thing led to another, and here I am.
Very cool. So what areas do you serve? I mean, is this, are you like a regional guy or Carolinas or Charlotte area, or how's that work?
So I cover Greater Charlotte. That goes as far north as the Lake Norman area, as far south as Rock Hill, as far east as Monroe, as far west as Hickory.
So are you a sales rep? Is that what your title is?
A title is account executive. Account executive. I do a lot of relationship building with the different market centers and brokerages, but I also serve as a point of contact. That way, if any of your clients have something, have a need, it's not just a toll-free number that they're calling. Yeah. They actually have a person they can call.
That's always good.
What exactly is a home warranty for people that aren't sure exactly what that is?
A home warranty, what that is, it is a way to offset the inevitable cost of home ownership. As you know, whenever you have a home, something's going to go wrong. We know that. It's not a matter of if.
It's a matter of when.
It's a matter of when. And is it a garbage disposal or is it an HVAC system? So the home warranty, what that is, it's a way to provide yourself with peace of mind knowing that when something goes wrong, it's not going to bankrupt you trying to repair or fix whatever it is.
Yeah. What's the most common thing you guys see? Is it? Do you guys have a most common?
We do.
What is it?
Actually, almost, it's right at 48%. Almost half of the calls that we get are for HVAC.
Wow. Far and away, I don't doubt it.
Most common call and the most expensive call.
Jeez. So do you guys have like a vendor list yourselves, or how does that work? Do you hire? You guys have a group of people that you work with typically, mm-hmm. or
we do. So what we do, we have a vendor manager, and that vendor manager, she will recruit HVAC technicians, plumbers, electricians, all type of different specialty folks throughout the regions that we cover.
Okay.
So the vendor manager will recruit, and she will vet those different vendors to make sure we have good folks on board. And that way, whenever a homeowner has an issue, they don't have to try and find someone who can do the electrical socket that went bad or the plumbing. They can just call us, and then we can find someone for them.
What's the difference between a home warranty and homeowner's insurance? What's kind of the difference there?
Great question. So a home warranty is going to cover the five major elements of the home, which are your heating, your air conditioning, your appliances, your plumbing, and the appliances. So whenever...
You said appliances twice.
Okay, I'm sorry. Plumbing, appliances, electrical, heating, and AC.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll cover those five major areas. So whenever something goes wrong due to normal wear and tear, something just stops working, whether it's a washing machine, HVAC, whatever, then that's where the home warranty kicks in, and it either will pay for a replacement or for repair, whichever needs to be done. The homeowner's policy, that's when you have like your flood, when you have your fire, whenever you have something major like that. And sometimes they can go hand in hand. For example, let's say that you had a washing machine or a plumbing issue.
Yeah.
So, and the plumbing issue actually did damage your hardwood floors or something of that nature. So the home warranty would kick in and cover the appliance or the plumbing, the piping that went bad. The homeowner's policy would kick in and cover what resulted from that, the actual damage to the hardwoods.
Yeah, so the insurance wouldn't necessarily come back and say, you know, here's $1,000 for your hot water heater that exploded. That's kind of your role.
Right. Okay. That's right.
Very cool, man. So why should a home buyer order a home warranty? I mean,
you guys may have seen this, but NBC News had a report a few months back, and it was a Federal Reserve that did this study. And what they did, a survey of people in the United States and how much savings they had. The shocking thing was 67% of the people that they polled said that if they had some type of expenditure for something that broke or needed to be replaced, $400 was their threshold of what they could afford. Now, that same study was done by the National Association of Realtors about 5 years ago, and it was $2,000. Now, I'm not sure what has changed so drastically, but if you think about it, whether it's 400 or whether it's 2,000, if that's the number that people are working with and they have an HVAC issue and they do not have a home warranty, scary stuff.
Yeah.
How long is a home warranty typically good for? What are their cycles on those?
So it's good for 12 months. It's good for a full year. We do a few things a little bit differently for some of our VIP vendors like Keller Williams, okay. where, as you know, whenever you have the closing, it's going to take a little while for us to get a check from an attorney. It's not uncommon for it to take 10 days or even 2 weeks, but we don't wait on that. We go ahead and provide coverage anyway, even though your coverage isn't going to start until we get the year doesn't start ticking until we get the check. So it's more like a year and a week or two.
That's awesome, because when we moved into our house, the very first load of laundry that we did flooded the downstairs. There was like a tree that grew, like the roots grew into like a pipe in the underground or whatever. And so when we did the laundry, all the water went in and it came right back up through our pipe. It was an absolute nightmare.
That cost you a pretty penny, didn't it?
it cost me $400 was my threshold. Yeah, hey man, that was it. That did.
So you did have that. Yeah,
we had homeowners insurance, and I think we did have the home warranty at the time. Yeah. So people that when you buy a house and you get that 1 year's, and the year's up, 13 mm-hmm. months or whatever you said, how often do you guys get people that re-up? I mean, do they do that pretty frequently?
They do. I don't have any exact numbers for you, but we do have a pretty good success rate at converting folks or getting them to extend the warranty. Especially, believe it or not, the ones that tend to renew more frequently are the ones that had issues. Because when you have an issue, you sort of see the value.
Yeah, you understand the value of it. You don't mm-hmm. just scoff at it.
How can a home warranty save a seller money? Because we always talk about the buyers. Yes. Need, but how can it benefit a seller?
A number of ways. Really, in one way is very similar to how it benefits buyers. When you have a home on the market, right now the market's really hot. So yeah. Things tend to be moving in most cases pretty quickly. But in years past, there have been times where things were not moving as quickly, and it wasn't uncommon for a home to be on the market for a number of months, even maybe up to a year. So if you have a home on the market that long, obviously the longer it's on the market, the higher the chances that something could break or need to be repaired. So that's one obvious instance. The second way that a home warranty can benefit a seller, and this one isn't quite as well known, but we have a unique program called HVAC certification, and that's where you can, if you want, it's totally optional, but you can have someone come out and inspect your HVAC system and provide you with a report documenting it's already been inspected, it's got a clean bill of health, and if something happens, you know you're going to be covered. It's already been inspected. Currently, right now, I'm actually working with one of the teams at Keller Williams, and they came to me and said, "Hey, Steve, can you help us out? We have a listing. We're trying to close, but the buyers are insisting that the HVAC system be replaced." They said the seller doesn't want to do that. They've been in the home 20 years. They've never had an issue with it. They've had it maintained, and we're at a stalemate. What can we do?
Sounds like one of my lists.
Yeah, that would be something to have in us.
So I suggested the HVAC certification, and that did help the closing to move forward. Actually, it's supposed to close this month. And the reason is it gave peace of mind to that buyer that not only is your home warranty in place, but even better, it's already been inspected, and here's the documentation stating that it's in good working order.
You just get one of your vendors to come out and take a look at it? That's what you did?
Yes. Very cool. Yes.
Some people, like when they're listing their house, they'll go ahead and get the home warranty and use that as kind of a marketing technique too. You know, like they're including a home warranty for 1 year with the sale of the home, so...
Yeah, some interesting stats. The National Association of Realtors actually did a study to see what the difference would be between homes with a home warranty and homes without a home warranty that are on the market.
Yeah.
And they found that homes that do have a home warranty, when they're listed, sell on average for 4% more and 23 days faster.
No way, really? Wow, okay. So that could be worth $500. How much are your plans usually?
Plans are, they start at $455. We have two plans to choose from, a standard plan and a supreme plan. Both plans have two different pricing options. The least expensive is $455, and the most expensive is $565. The nice thing about it, whichever plan you get, you're going to get HVAC protection.
Yeah.
Very good cool. deal. So we talked about how people buy home warranties and they're during the transaction, and it's part of the transaction, but people can buy a home warranty at any time, right? It doesn't need to be initiated then. Okay.
So I have a question. Right. If there's a home inspection mm-hmm. and the home inspector says, "Hey, this HVAC needs some work done," right?
Mm-hmm.
Or not even HVAC. Say like refrigerator, stuff mm-hmm. like that. Does home warranty? Will a home warranty company go in and say, "Hey, it was already made aware that it needed work done, so we're not going to cover it"? Does that work like that?
So here's how that works. A home warranty, think of it like you would if you're getting auto insurance or fire insurance or something like that. The home warranty covers things that were in good working order at the time the home warranty was taken out. Much like if you were to go to get some car insurance. As long as the car wasn't already wrecked, or if you went to State Farm to get the fire insurance, as long as your house wasn't already on fire, mm-hmm. you'd be covered. So the answer to that question could be yes and no, would it be covered? And the reason it could be both, if you take out the home warranty and the inspection is not done for 6 months or 7 months, there's a very good chance those items would be covered. Mm-hmm. But if the home warranty is taken out, the inspection's done 2 days later and says, hey, such and such is already broken, in that case, it's probably not going to be covered because more than likely it was already broken.
Gotcha.
So who determines that, like in a real estate sale? I mean, you've never asked me for an inspection or anything like that. So do you guys send somebody out after all the paperwork's done and somebody comes and takes a look at the stuff, or how's that work?
So the way it works is it's more or less a trust type situation where we're trusting that the homeowner's being honest with us. Although we know there are certain times we're probably covering stuff that was already broken. So we're not proactively going out looking for things to see, are they already broken? However, if a technician, when he's on site, if he reports to us, hey guys, look, I just got a call to come out for an HVAC system. It's got a very large crack. It's got rust inside and the homeowner just moved in 2 days ago. That's one of those where we flag and we look at.
Yeah.
So if it's something that's obvious and we're told by the plumber or the electrician, hey guys, I know for sure, for certain, this was already broken, then that will be something not covered. Otherwise, if it's something that we don't know for sure, then it's going to be covered.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about 210 home warranty. What makes 210, you know, what sets you guys apart from some of the competition?
I'm glad you asked that because, you know, it can be kind of overwhelming if you're a homeowner or if you're an agent trying to pick a home warranty company, because there are a lot of different options out there. So the thing that when I'm trying to think of why would I choose 210 if I were a homeowner or if I were an agent, what I would think about is, okay, what is potentially the most devastating thing that could go wrong in the home? What could be the most costly? Usually that's HVAC. Well, that is actually our strong point. And the reason I say that is, this, bear with me because it can get a little bit complicated here. But you want, in a nutshell, you want to make sure that you have true, complete HVAC protection. And here's where sometimes homeowners find out the hard way that they don't have that. First of all, there's something called SEER. It's S, like in Sam, E-E-R. Stands for Seasonal Energy Efficiency Rating. And why that's important for homeowners to know about is, last year, the government started requiring that HVAC systems meet SEER 14, that energy efficiency threshold. So what happens if a homeowner moves into a home and it has an older system that's not SEER 14? Well, what would happen is if that HVAC system had a problem and the tech went out and he replaced a part, say maybe up in the attic, but when he puts in that part, he's got to put in one that meets that energy efficiency rating. Well, the government requires that the parts that make up the indoor part of your system have to have the same energy efficiency rating as your system outside. So imagine this. You're a homeowner. You've moved in. You've called a tech. You replace one part. Now he's telling you you've got to replace your outdoor system that still works. Mm-hmm. So then the homeowner's like, well, thank goodness I've got a home warranty. The homeowner calls, and the home warranty company says you have $1,000 worth of coverage. And your HVAC system, I don't know what it would cost you, but it would, I'm sure it would be a whole lot more than $1,000. Well, we don't operate like that. We cover your HVAC system completely. We have complete SEER 14 protection. We do not have dollar caps on HVAC coverage. If it costs us $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, whatever it costs, we're going to cover. We don't even have dollar caps in place for free on replenishment. Most companies have like a $10 per pound threshold, but we don't. Whatever it takes to replenish what's needed, that's what we do.
So is there anything else unique about 210?
Yes. A couple things I'd like to mention. One is, if you think about it, when you're a homeowner and you move in, you're getting a lot of material. So when you get the 210 home buyer's brochure, you'll probably put it in a drawer somewhere along with a lot of other things that you receive.
Yeah.
And it may be 6 or 7 months before you need it. Well, sometimes we'll get calls from homeowners to come out, and when the technician arrives, he determines that, hey, you know, what you called us about is not even part of a home warranty. So the technician, he still has to be paid his fee for coming out, but it really stinks if you're told, hey, this is not covered and please pay your service fee.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
But what we do in that instance, we will actually reimburse the homeowner that same day for that service fee they paid the technician. It stinks to be told, you know, hey, it's not covered and service fee, please.
Do you guys offer any sort of maintenance programs or anything like that? Or?
We do. for HVAC, in fact. For HVAC, we have what's called preseason tune-up, where if you'd like to order that, then a technician will come out in the spring and the fall, and they'll do a typical tune-up like you would, you know, get through any type of HVAC vendor. What's unique if you have it done through us is, when he's doing that tune-up, if he spots something that's wrong, then he can go ahead and take care of it then and there instead of you having to pay a service fee for someone to come out later on.
Yeah, that's huge. That's half of the bill most of the time is just getting them out there and, and doing it. So
you talk a lot about you know, HVAC units. So that I've been sitting here thinking about this question. If you had to do this, let's put you on the spot, all right?
Okay.
If you had to live in the summer without air conditioning or live in the winter without heat, which would you choose?
Absolutely, I've got to have my air conditioning.
You have to have air
conditioning. Got to have air conditioning.
Is this exclusive to the home or in the car, too?
What do you mean?
It's your question.
The house? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you go with, Brian?
I'd rather have air conditioning.
Have you been cold before?
Yes.
Being cold is a lot worse.
You can always put blankets on.
You can always take clothes off if you
But you're still sweating, and you ever tried sleeping in the summer with no air conditioning on?
Brian, let me tell you something.
No. Let me tell you something. It's impossible. So when you're when you're sleeping in your own sweat, look at you, got me frustrated, got me flustered. When you're sleeping in your own sweat, don't come crying to me. All right.
But when you can't sleep because you're so cold that it feels like... Because obviously I would choose the opposite. I would rather have heat in the winter than air in the summer because you can't shake coldness. Like once
you're cold, you certainly can.
No, you can't. And plus you need it all the time. You need it all day. Like in the summer, it cools at night a little bit. If you needed to go sit on the porch or whatever, you could.
I'm about to blow your mind right now.
Dude, I'm about to blow your mind.
It's January, what, 8th, 20th today?
Yeah.
It's 70 degrees outside.
But that's pretty rare for the most part. This is an exception. Okay, so when it gets cold next month and you don't, if your heat went out, you would... Okay, let me say this. I'll at least say this. Steve's like, jeez.
These dudes are knuckleheads.
All right, so, but what would be more of an urgent situation? If your heat went out or your AC went out?
If your AC went out.
Are you serious?
Are you serious? Yes.
Have you ever had your heat go out and you didn't have a home warranty?
No. I always have that home warranty. And I always go to Steve to get my home warranties.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Man, I'm telling you, I've been so cold that it felt like the blankets were wet.
I want to know what the people say. I want you guys to listen. Go on SoundCloud, iTunes, leave a review. And in the comments section, tell us what you would rather leave out. Tell us what you'd rather have.
Hey, I think that's it, man. Steve, I appreciate you coming by. You know, you're one of our favorite guys to do business with, and we always appreciate you guys going the extra mile for our buyers and our sellers. So,
absolutely. You guys are great. Definitely recommend them, guys.
We'll be in touch, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris. Right, thanks, Brian. Thanks, everyone.